It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 1065. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Good evening, everyone out there in radio land. I am George Williams, and of course, we are coming on tonight at 8 o'clock instead of 7 due to the ball game. But we're here, folks, and we're so glad to be here, and there's so much to talk about. And we have a special guest tonight, and we'll introduce you to him in a few seconds. All right, our number here is 251-343-0106. And remember, folks, this show is also being broadcast. So if you want to listen, you know, to previous shows, no problem. All you have to do is go on to fmtalk1065.com. That's fmtalk1065.com. And once you pull up that app, all you have to do is hit on podcast and then my name, okay? So you can listen to our shows from a couple of years back. We do it every week, folks, every week. All right, there's so much happening here, and it's such a shame. The Democrats have no scruples in my mind. They have no scruples, and they're just trying to ruin President Trump like they did 4 years ago. But, hey, it's not going to happen this time. He is prepared. He knows what he's doing. He's putting the individuals in that he can trust, and he knows they're going to do the job. And so our special guest and I will be talking about that. And let me introduce him. His name is Jeffrey Jones, and Jeffrey is well-known in the Republican circles in the L.A. area, and that's a lower Alabama region, folks. And you're going to hear from Jeffrey. It's not going to be his last time he's coming here and talking to you. We're going to have him some more. So, Jeffrey, welcome.
Hey, well, it's great to be here, man. Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
George, you've done a great job with the Republican Party.
Thank you.
That's why for the past few years, I just shut up and let you do run things the way you want to run, okay?
Thank you, Jim.
But I've watched and you've done a great job.
Thank you.
You brought money to the organization.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because when I was out there, my favorite line was, a dead Democrat could raise more money than a Republican candidate could, you know? Because, hey, yeah. People want access to the winner.
Right.
And, you know, it's a difficult process to get a black in Alabama elected into the Republican circle.
That's true. And you know about that because you have
it's tough.
On the Republican ticket.
Oh, yeah, it's hard.
So difficult. I agree.
But, you know, I don't know if it's the historical side of it or if it's the fear.
Mm-hmm.
Of as you know, the book was, I think it was a popular book, you know, freeing themselves from the plantation,
right,
of the Democratic Party,
right,
you know, and that agenda, you know what I'm saying,
right,
and you know that leads me to the point, you know, we were talking earlier about how long has the Democratic Party had access and control of the black community.
Right,
and it dates back to the days of voting rights.
Right,
and hey, the agenda of voting rights led by the Republicans, challenged by the Democrats,
right,
to allow blacks to vote. But when they started voting, you know, I look back at the speech for where.
Just tell our audience something about Jeffrey Jones, okay?
Well,
they'll know who's talking to them.
Okay, I've been known to be a renegade Republican.
Okay, all right, I got you.
I remember, do you remember the time when Judge Moore was running for governor?
Right.
And he and Judge and Governor Riley, mm-hmm, were opponents.
Right.
And I had an opportunity to be the campaign manager here in the Mobile office.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I've been around a while.
Okay.
You know, tried a few things here and there.
Right.
Enjoyed myself, met a lot of people, a lot of good people
over
the years, you know?
Right.
And got a chance to look at the backside, the front side of different people's agendas.
Right.
And trying to establish campaigns. I've seen a lot of young people come in.
Right.
And I'm old enough now. Do you remember Mr. Lee?
Lee James.
Lee James, that's right.
Lee James.
Oh, yeah, he was almost 100 years old.
That's right. And he was a pioneer for black Republicans.
That's right.
In this area.
That's right.
And I remember him going to some of the Republican meetings, and then they would go into some of the black neighborhoods, and people would call him all kind of names.
I mean,
it was unbelievable.
But he kept going.
He kept going.
He never stopped.
Never.
I had a chance to meet him, had a chance to work with him and listen to him.
Right.
And he was a smart guy, too. He was a computer man.
Yeah.
He worked on computers and is really, but, you know, hey. And then there's the Doug and that bunch up in Birmingham. I've met quite a few people that have over the years. And if you look at it right now, there was a group out of Florida that had established a black Republican, a group of blacks.
Right.
Back then, the Republicans did not want to create the same agenda in the black community by bringing in what they a minority group and identify the various black Republicans as black Republicans.
Right.
We were all Americans, you know.
Right.
And then and then there was that, what was that tax group that came in from the white community? What was that? I can't think of the name. I'm getting
okay.
Yeah, but anyway, there were some tax issues.
Right.
What happens sometimes if it's rooted in, I've noticed, this is my opinion, okay?
Okay.
If the agenda is rooted in the Constitution, people tend to grasp that a lot better than some agenda that's not rooted in the Constitution. Groups will take and try to bring in agendas that will try to maintain a constitutional principle that will carry, you know.
Well, what do you think? What do you think the Democrats are doing now? Okay, everything that Trump is trying to do, they're taking it to court and saying he can't do it when
it. You know the thing that saved him?
What's that?
Is the fact that he has just as many lawyers as the Justice Department.
That's true. That is true.
You know, I remember getting arrested myself over at the voting center.
Right.
And the guy says, oh, yeah, wait a minute, I know what happened. Yeah, he knows what happened, you know, because he was the reason I was getting arrested.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
And they put it all on television, Jeffrey Jones arrested at a voting center, you know.
Right.
But you know, back then, I mean, it was what he was doing was just, well, anyway. But it cost me $2,000.
Wow!
I didn't have Trump's money.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you know, they've been doing that a while. The Democratic Party has been weaponizing these district attorneys' offices and lawyers and
yeah.
If
you look what they. Look what they've done to some of the Republicans on the national level.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at Bragg's in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And look at Theresa James, the New York State Attorney General. And she ran on the platform of getting Trump.
Yeah. Well, I had a judge tell me at the time during the trial, he said, that's how they all vote over there anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and see, here I am sitting being found guilty of obstructing government operation.
Right.
Because the guy just gave me Alabama's an open primary state,
right.
you know. But,
right.
Yeah. But, you know, the agenda
Yeah, they go after you.
Yeah.
We got about how many more seconds? About 5 seconds. Okay. All right, folks, we're going to go into our first break, and we have Jeffrey Jones, and we're going to continue with him after these breaks. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks, welcome back. Welcome back. We are on a mission, and our special guest is Jeffrey Jones. And we're talking to Jeffrey, and Jeffrey's been with the Republican Party for a long time, folks, a long time. And we're talking to him. As a matter of fact, he's... He just last year graduated from law school. working on the bar, you know, to pass his bar exam. So, yeah. Jeffrey, we're glad to have you here.
I've been trying to keep that a secret.
don't keep it a secret.
Yeah.
It's no longer a secret. It's no longer a secret. But anyway, Jeff, about current events and what's happening. The Democrats they're going crazy.
Yeah, they're desperate.
Desperate, yes. Yeah, that's a good word for it.
They're desperate. They're having to face the music,
basically. Right, okay. Okay. Okay.
Because they did some things years ago and it seems like the public sentiment for the current president.
Right.
They voted for him, every time they would come up with an agenda, and it I don't care which way it went, it fall flat on its face. Okay,
right.
You know,
yeah,
and he'd pick up more support,
right.
And then here's where the media would go in and you know and they would give these various Democrats a bullhorn,
right. Yes.
To define all those who would support him,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't talk to the people that actually, the black people of color that would support Donald Trump.
Right.
They would talk to the Democrats and let them describe the reason why.
Right.
Oh, he had a pair of gold tennis shoes. I mean, and it just belittled the intelligence of the people
mm-hmm.
who came out in record numbers
right.
and would support him.
Right.
You know,
right.
because... They were tired of the same old agenda.
All right.
Get the people to support and vote for them, and then boom, you know, we don't want to hear about what you're talking about.
Right. Now, yeah. Let's get into a couple areas.
Okay.
When Trump, he ran on the platform mm-hmm. of deportation, wasting money and all of that in the government, and he's doing what he said he was going to do.
Yeah.
All right? Now, let me ask you, we'll go down the list.
Okay.
Okay. The first thing he did was close the border. All right?
And that's
stopped
right.
illegals from coming.
Coming in, right.
In. And what do you think about that?
Well, the open border policy was not good for America.
Right, right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. People going back and forth across the border, and whatever their agenda was, it wasn't good for Americans.
Right. Number one on that agenda was bringing drugs over.
Oh, yeah, the cartel.
Yes.
You know, the drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and you saw pushback from, like, in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, with Mayor Johnson. Yeah.
Oh, man.
He is unbelievable.
And people who traditionally supported the Democratic agenda.
Right.
First of all, I don't think the American public, because the black community is really a very conservative community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And religious principles are strong.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got a candidate with women twerking. I have three girls, okay?
Right.
And so you got women out there shaking their butts, okay? And this is an agenda for a candidate, and so values that some of the Christian values. You could see it on TikTok. You could see it everywhere. People were, no, we don't agree with this because number one, you've got girls twerking. You've got an agenda. We've already got childbirth rates and problems with promiscuity and a lot of other things that are problems.
Right. Now, what do you think about the him stopping? Okay, we're talking about executive orders.
No, oh, yeah.
The president.
Well,
and transgenders or males competing against our girls and women. And the Democrats are for it.
No, they're not for that. They can't be, man.
They are.
Listen.
They are.
Listen, you want to take your little girl and put them against a man in sports?
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Yeah.
No, that's not going to work.
And you haven't heard one Democrat on whatever media you watch have talked against that, okay? And we had the bill that they signed, okay? How many Democrats? Just a couple voted for it.
Everybody knows, okay? He did what he said the president did. He does what he says he's going to do, okay? This guy has the same number of lawyers that the Justice Department has,
right.
Okay?
Yeah.
They had all of these executive orders prepared.
Right, yes.
And he signed them.
Right.
Most of them will go before the court.
Right, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
They'll be challenged.
They are being challenged.
You know, but he did what he said he was going to do. He signed the executive order.
That's right.
Okay? So now... Now we've got a judge that's going to rule on it. There'll be established precedent. Because I have to tell my brother, look at what he's doing. It's still got to go through the process.
Right.
And some of these judges are judges that was appointed by...
Obama and Biden.
For years gone by.
Right.
Judges who use their office to rule and establish policy. Everybody knows it.
And that's not supposed to be done.
Listen, the court, lawyers and judges don't want to get into the politics of it.
Right. But why are they? By ruling against what he's doing.
Well.
Why are they?
They like
judges are not supposed to make laws. They're supposed to enforce.
That's right. But see, nobody wants to deal with a judge that's making law from the bench, okay? Because that's where you got the checks and balances of government.
Right.
But here, the president is already signing and doing what he said he was going to do.
Right.
Nobody wants their daughter going up against a man who decided he's for sex reasons, he's going to change his sexuality because he's got his eye on a trophy in the girls' match.
Right,
Come on. Yeah. That's not good, man.
So you think that was a very good... executive order.
I think he's done a great job on signing the executive order.
Now,
and he's got great people working and preparing them.
Right.
Okay?
Now, what do you think about the deportations? Getting those illegals out of here.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, okay?
Okay. Right. Okay.
And when he signed that child tax credit to where... the person paying into the tax, paying child support, gets to claim the child tax credit. All he's got to do now is have the hospitals use science and establish the parent by DNA. Because there's a problem here.
All right.
One way to fix it is to go ahead. And whoever's the daddy be scientifically established, okay?
Right.
With a DNA test, and it saved a lot of time in court because this is a big problem.
Okay.
Because the other night when we were at our meeting, one lady said, how do I get my child support? Well, there's a problem here, okay? So we got to fix these problems, and that's what he's doing with mm-hmm. these executive orders, trying to fix the problem, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And he's going to make some mistakes along the way, mm-hmm. you know? But at least he's trying,
okay?
You know, and right now he's pulling in the financial systems that's supporting a lot of the Democratic agenda. Because right. guess what? They control, with their jobs and their offices, the funds that is running the Democratic machine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to be able to put money in the hands of the Democratic supporters.
Right. Okay. Now let's get back to the other executive orders, okay?
Okay.
What do you think about the deportations?
Well, that everybody knows that was going to be a problem, okay? I mean, okay, you've walked across the border and you've come into America and they find you. All right, what country are you from? Okay? They didn't go by and get their passport and they didn't come in by the correct
legal means, right? Right. Yeah.
But now he's doing the best he can do. Put them on a plane and send them back home.
Right. But the Democrats are fighting that. Why are they fighting it?
You know, I used to set agendas and pull permits in the various 50 states.
Right.
And set up. I used to pull permits and after we come back from the break.
Right.
I'd love to tell the story about
okay,
what
good.
I did in Washington working with various groups.
Right,
okay?
right.
Supporting rallies and things of that nature.
Right.
You know, because when you put together an agenda and you've got everybody that's complaining about it,
mm-hmm.
But you have to realize that when what's her name? Or Cortez? What's her name? OC or what do they call it?
AOC.
AOC.
Yeah.
She jumped a plane and went down to Texas.
Right.
one of those press conferences.
Right.
And it was a camp that President Obama had built.
All right, Jeff, hold that thought, okay, until we come back. All right, folks, we have Jeffrey Jones here, and we're talking about current events related to the Democratic Party and our new president, President Trump. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, folks. We are on a mission, and we're here with Jeffrey Jones, who is a well-known Republican here in L.A., Lower Alabama. And Jeffrey is, he's completed his law studies, and studying for his bar right now, so we wish him luck on that. All right, Jeff, nice to have you here. All right, let's get into another thing that the Democrats don't like, and that's, I don't know if you know too much about it, but I'll tell our audience some about it. USAID, okay? And mm-hmm. and I'll ask you this question. After I make this statement, mm-hmm. I spent 6 years in Africa, 6 years in South America. And in Africa, I was in charge of my DEA office, where I had agents and intel analysts and a couple of secretaries. And we were responsible for 40 countries. We were based in Nigeria, but we had 40 countries because we only had two DEA offices in Africa. And of course, by being head of my section, I was a member of the country team. And every Tuesday, we would have a meeting inside the bubble related to our activities, okay, and what we're going to do that following week. And the problem was, and the ambassador would complain, we had no say-so, or the ambassador had no say-so over America's activity regarding USAID. Mm. In other words, you know, they had their own agency. Okay? Mm. Now, there were like 13 agencies that the ambassador was in charge of, the military, the DEA, the visa section, you know, the consular section, the agriculture section, the commercial section, but not USAID. So as a result, now we see what they're doing, what we're doing, what Elon Musk is doing on behalf of Trump, President Trump. They're discovering that hundreds of billions of dollars is being spent overseas, okay? Mm. And even given to our enemies, our mortal enemies, Iran and, you know, all those countries over there, Afghanistan, Iraq, for unbelievable. I'm talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, Jeff, what do you, and here's the thing. You have the Democrats, not the Republicans, the Democrats crying, talking about, oh, these countries need our funding and all that. And you know and I know these countries are nothing but corrupt.
And, and all the time here in America, we have low-income individuals, black and white, suffering while we are spending money overseas. And looking and that's one thing that President Trump has tried to do is set an agenda. You remember years back when in Maryland, when they were complaining about the way he was addressing various areas, he told them, said, go and put together an agenda and bring it to me and I'll sign it. Not one Democrat brought a program or an agenda and put it on the desk. You follow me? And that's when you had Catskill and Maryland and the shooting. But these areas, you could see, were being not supported financially. But you had USAID working around the world, providing billions of dollars, you know? And then in Ukraine, they challenged him and allowed people to come into Congress and challenge our president about a phone call, which he had every right constitutionally to be able to talk and address. But they made it look like he was in error, carrying out his duties as president.
But we're talking now about all of the funds that are being given to these foreign countries when we have veterans living on the street. And there's another thing that I, and when I was talking to one of the congressmen, I said to him, are you aware that they have no grants for veteran farmers? And he said, no, I don't. I said, well, they have no grants. All the veteran farmers we have, they talk about how much they love the vets and they're helping the vets, and this administration, and there are no grants for veteran farmers. That money should be brought back to America and to service our, you know, folks that are in shelters.
Here, they've got veterans jumping through hoops. Trying to apply for disability and trying to increase their rating to get more funds. They got them jumping through hoops.
And they're throwing it overseas.
They're just throwing it out, you know. And here, some guys are having to go in and sit down and spend hours with medical support personnel and various conditions that they've got to meet in marks in order to increase their pay.
Right, right. I mean, folks, let me tell you something. I think those individuals who are doing that, and then, before I even say that, folks, these folks that President Trump said you're on leave, okay? They're want to disassemble that whole USAID, and believe me, they should. Well, and they are putting it under the umbrella of the State Department, okay?
Right.
And like I said, now they were under the umbrella of nobody before President Trump.
Yeah,
stopped it and using Elon Musk, and they're talking about, we can't bring, they don't have clearances. Well, Musk has a secret clearance, okay?
Yeah.
So, and he's not an elected official. Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Commerce, Secretary of Health, they weren't elected either, but they were appointed by the president. But this is something that makes the Democrat, I call them demoncrats, because in my mind they're demons who are trying to ruin America, ruin this country. And what are your thoughts?
What happens is, if President Trump thinks of something, okay, the media has to beat him to the public. Okay, and I mean, there's one. He says, here's one of the agendas. It says Trump just ordered a federal spending freeze.
Right.
And then they had it says here are some of the programs that could be impacted.
Right. Could.
Okay.
Right.
But in the big letters in red, Trump just ordered a federal spending freeze on Medicaid, on school breakfast lunch programs, and they got them all listed. And in small letters, could be impacted.
Right, but he said they are not affected.
Yeah. Affected.
Social Security, Medicaid is not affected.
Right.
But they make you think.
They make you think the way they've written it up, and before you can get anything implemented, okay?
Right.
Because they need to be reviewed.
Right.
You know.
True. Like an audit. When you take over something, you want an audit.
You want to know,
and that's what he's doing.
And he don't want to get blamed for
the
lucrative spending that they were doing in Chicago.
Right, right.
When they were taking and bringing in immigrants.
Right.
Illegal immigrants, by the way.
Illegal.
In fact, when they stepped on the U.S. soil, they were running buses.
Right.
And flying them on planes.
And flying them.
You know, and taking them and putting them up in hotels.
Right, right.
And using the federal disaster money.
Money, yes. Yeah.
Relocation expenses.
FEMA money, yeah. Yeah.
And all this under executive order.
Now. Right.
That's executive order.
Yeah, but Biden didn't even use an executive order on the FEMA. He just did it.
No, just did it, right. But, you know,
he
but
just
hey.
Just did it.
And it all blew out during the election when the storm hit North Carolina and South Carolina.
Yeah.
And they tried to confuse people.
Right.
But the agenda, it didn't work.
It didn't work. So the main point here, folks, is that we're not talking about 1 or 2 billion. We're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars.
That's right.
Okay, that they're given to overseas. We're even sending money to China.
Yeah, well, that came out too. During the pandemic.
Right. We're sending money to China. We're sending money to Venezuela. We're sending it.
And right now, you've got Alabamians that are being scrutinized for the aid during the agendas, during the COVID funds, and there, Alabama's actually bringing in money from those federal funds that were placed in people's hands, and now they're making them show proof that they were, and the federal executive records, they've got a lot of people across Alabama having to show and pull records, which at the time there were no requirement of the people to get the unemployment benefits.
Right.
It just said if you were affected
right.
by
right.
the pandemic right. at that time.
Right, right.
And so now they're changing the rules.
Right.
And got a lot of people, black and white, affected, trying to respond to some of the COVID collection
right.
from the Alabama.
But the main point to me, I don't mm-hmm. know about you, is hundreds of billions of dollars every day, every heaven is going overseas. Mm-hmm. And nobody is accountable.
Right.
Nobody is accountable. USAID, mm-hmm. okay? Now, I knew this. I was in government for almost, over 35 years. So okay. I knew this. And we all knew it, especially when I was stationed overseas. But
you knew there was a problem then.
Yes, yeah, because all this money coming to this country, to this foreign country,
mm-hmm.
and the ambassador had no say-so. The ambassador had no say-so.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad now that at least the American public is getting to see how they have been corrupt. And I think those who have been doing it, yeah. should be in prison.
Well, you know, at some point, they're going to find somebody's going to end up in jail.
Yeah, I wish yeah. they do. I
think at the end of the day, when they sit down and figure it up, they're going to find and identify those that are being affected.
Right.
They're yeah. going to find some people who's actually putting money in their pocket.
Yeah, a lot of kickback.
Yeah.
Especially overseas. Let me tell you. Overseas, Africa, the yeah. Middle East. They're so corrupt until it's pathetic.
Oh, yeah. But
so
why corrupt. Are we putting money in their hands anyway?
Right, right. And that's what they're doing. So thank you, Elon Musk, and President Trump. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks, welcome back. Welcome back. We're here with our guests, a special guest, Jeffrey Jones, and we're talking about current events, the craziness of the Democrats who are trying to set up roadblocks in every which way they can to stop President Trump from carrying out what he has committed to do during the primary. Jeffrey, what else do you have that concerns you about what's going on today?
You know, when he said something, when he made the statement about black jobs,
mm-hmm.
And everybody went crazy, and they called him racist. And you know, I was born in 59, and I came up and grew up in a time where, going back to what I said earlier about what Dr. King said about the content of the vein and
mm-hmm.
color of the skin, where the Democratic agenda set up affirmative action, I came up in that era, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when he started talking about black jobs, they started making fun of that, okay? And the point he was resting on and the point he was trying to make, because I remember when, my brother always talks about now, the 60-40 rule here in Mobile County dealing with placement of teachers and educators based on the Bernie Mae Davis lawsuit is a 60-40 rule where 40% of the teachers will be black and mm-hmm. 60% will be white based on population.
That was after the 64 Civil Rights Bill.
But we're still operating on those very same principles today.
Okay.
And they made fun of him. But all of the blacks that were making fun of him they're buddies and they're looking out for their children and their cousins because we traded, what, racism for nepotism
mm-hmm.
is what we did,
mm-hmm.
okay? And so now that I saw President Obama's wife, Michelle Obama, made fun of him about black jobs. But that's what the agenda was. Get an education and you'll be placed in a black job, a black position.
Yeah, but then you look
but
at...
But it wasn't a joke for the person looking for a job.
Right, but if you look at DEI...
Yeah,
okay.
The, yeah, same thing.
That's the same thing.
Exactly.
And I, for me, I yeah. feel I'm glad that we finally got rid of DEI. Okay?
Well...
I am, because... Look, you want to be a lawyer, right?
Right.
You want to practice law.
That's
so
true.
Did anybody go to school for you? You no. had to go for yourself,
but
correct?
That black job is waiting for me, right?
Yeah, you know.
I've been hearing that my whole life.
Right.
I've been unemployed most of my life looking yeah. for that job.
Right. So yeah. my thought, Jeffrey, is
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
You know, I went to college. I knew in yeah. order to become a federal agent, I must have a college degree.
Yeah.
Okay. So... I was married and had two children. Mm-hmm. I was a police officer, and I went to school
yeah.
to do it. Nobody gave me anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, okay. I worked in a paper mill, and
yeah.
I didn't know it at the time because they had set up this program. And by the way, I have a patent, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a black job. It was a job that was set aside for a person of color. And I didn't understand why all these people were pissed. But I walked into that environment, and the agenda of the black job that they made fun of, President Trump, because he said that, because the minority job placement, and he was talking about immigrants coming in, and they were going to be placed on jobs that was a set aside, okay?
Who said that? I don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm talking about set aside. Because that's what happens in the DEI environment.
Okay.
That's what happens in the okay. Democratic control agenda. They've
right.
got job placement power.
Mm-hmm.
They've got discretionary funds, and they're using it.
True.
Okay?
True.
And their agenda, and it's a behavior modification.
Right.
As long as you play by our rules, you get to pay.
You just hit on something
yeah.
that I forgot all about. And
yeah.
folks, under the DEI, there were billions of dollars
yes.
set aside for
That's
DUI
right.
activities.
That's
okay?
right.
Okay? Billions of dollars.
That's right.
Set aside. And the American public don't know this. But
mm-hmm.
you just hit on that. And I remember
because
reading.
It's time to scrap that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he has scrapped it.
Yeah.
But
because
they've taken them to court.
Happening.
They've
guess
taken
what's
them to
happening
court.
In the black community, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because what's happening is those who have the discretionary fund control and power, they are controlling that money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're controlling those funds, and they're using it as a part of an agenda.
True.
Maintain control and maintain power.
Power. And okay. control of the voters.
The black voters.
Now,
the black voters.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, is that fair?
Nope.
Are we talking about it? No,
nope.
we're not talking about
not
it.
Not talking about it.
But that's their agenda.
You're right. Yeah. Now,
now,
you're right.
You know, when I sit there and watch Napoleon Bracey, who's suing Arsenal for discrimination. I'm like,
right, I read
man,
that.
Really?
And he,
you,
wait, I also
do
read.
Do you want to tell me what's really going on? Because you've been playing that game for a long time.
And they just elected him with the on the new house here
yeah.
as the Democratic leader.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you know what he started talking about?
What?
DEI and how it's unfair for DEI to be scrapped and all that. That's
yeah,
Napoleon
because,
Bracey.
But they're losing
we
got
to get
money
somebody to
power.
Run against that joker in District, what, 98, 99?
Well, I don't know what agenda.
Okay.
What
unbelievable.
But,
unbelievable.
But now, am I going to teach my girls, oh, yeah, you're going to have to qualify for this DEI position? You know, Because you got to be, and you got to be careful. You don't want to say the wrong thing because they attack your children.
Yeah.
Politics, yeah. And this is what my point is about this, okay? They're sitting in offices, and mm-hmm. this has been going on since Michael Figgis Sr.
Right.
Okay? This has been going on a long time.
Right, right.
And that's what upset me when they were making fun of President Trump when he called out about the black job.
Right.
With my knowledge of all of the agendas behind the black job concept has nothing to do with qualification.
Right.
It's more to deal with, are you going to play by their rules?
Right.
The Constitution was not designed
no.
for this kind of activity.
Yeah. It's scrapped now.
Yeah.
Well, okay? It is scrapped now.
Right.
And we're going forward without DEI.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Without USAID.
Right.
The majority of USAID. There are some programs mm-hmm. that right. they should do.
Yeah.
Okay? But this DEI thing, I'm so glad that it is gone.
Oh, yeah.
But they're still taking them to court for it. Okay? Well, but we'll win. We'll win.
Yeah. And then they're going to ride the court on the affirmative action principles.
Yeah.
But we're not going to, hopefully, hopefully we'll be able to raise our children to be qualified. Because you got to remember, what did Dr. King say? The content and the character of the person,
well,
not the color of their skin. But the whole agenda is the color of the skin.
Yeah, but you got younger children, okay?
Right. Yeah, I got
you. My two daughters and my son,
yeah.
When I was raising them,
yeah.
there was no democracy in my house. You had to go to you had to go to school.
My girls run my house.
You had you had
to listen to them.
Wait, listen up. You had to go to school.
Yeah.
And you had to graduate high school mm-hmm. and you had to go to college and you had to graduate.
Right.
Cuz I saw my father, who was the oldest of 16,
yeah.
born in Choctaw County, Mount
Much
Sterling.
My mother,
Mount Sterling. Couldn't read or write because mm-hmm. they had to help their family, the older one, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So I know. Now I have them prepared. Nobody can ever take away your education.
No,
so that's it. Right. All right, Jeff, we got about half a minute. Right. Give us your final thought, about 15 seconds, about what's happening and what do you think?
I think in order to bring America in a direction where everybody will feel included. Okay?
Fast.
We're going to have to work to set an agenda, a competitive agenda, because we're not in this ourselves. We've got other countries.
All right.
Okay?
All right. I got you there.
It's on an international competition.
Right. But my thing is, folks, we got to worry about America, not other countries.
That's
okay?
Right. That's
we
right.
got to worry about America. All right, folks, we had a very interesting conversation. Mm-hmm. Until next week, folks, we'll see you then.
Well,
until then, Vicon Dales, everyone.